Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business Podcast, episode number 266, How Doing It All is Killing Your Business. And if we're honest, your spirit too.
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business Podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Well, hello there, my friend. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Thompson, and I help wedding professionals of all different kinds book more of the clients they want to book and build wedding businesses that give them the freedom and flexibility that they are after. And today I want to talk to you about how doing it all is killing your business. I can't tell you how often I hear from people, maybe I should create daily videos on TikTok, or maybe I should create more Instagram reels, or maybe I should spend a few hours per week on Pinterest so couples can find me there, or maybe I should redesign my whole website. I hear these ideas all the time from wedding pros because a lot of people in our industry believe that if they want to book more weddings, they need to do more in their marketing. And I get why people think that. It's logical. It's just a fallacy. And it leads to feeling like you have to be everywhere and doing all the things. But you can't, because you can't be, you know, a one-person mega corporation marketing department in your small wedding business. It's a huge problem too, because on top of taking more time than it needs to take, it actually makes your marketing harder than it needs to be. So let me give you an example. One member of the Wedding Business Collective, floral designer Carolyn Kolb, she is one of the many members to submit their marketing plans for feedback. So after they go through and they create their marketing plan, and everybody's marketing plan is going to be different because we're all running different businesses with different ideal clients, they can submit it for review. And one question I always ask members in this review period about their marketing is, what will you stop doing? Because the truth is most people are doing way too much and they think they need to do more. Most people are trying to be everywhere. They're trying to do everything. And the frustrating thing is they're finding that that doesn't actually get them better results. That is so annoying, right? Because you think, okay, if I want more bookings, I'll just do more marketing. You think the more you do, the better results you get. That's not actually how it works, because not everything you're doing is equal. So Carolyn actually stopped posting content to Facebook altogether. And she just allowed some auto posting to happen occasionally from Instagram. And this was really interesting. She was doing the bare minimum to keep things going. She also decided to completely stop the marketing experiment she was running on Pinterest, where she was trying to see, could she get leads and bookings from Pinterest? That wasn't working. She completely stopped doing it. And instead of spending her time on Pinterest and Facebook, she shifted her focus to SEO and referrals. Not because those things are inherently better. I mean, all these things are equal. But those are the things that were already working well for her. And she knew that she had some huge opportunities in each of those areas if she could make the time to spend in them. So in doing this, she was able to get her marketing time down to about 2 hours a week. And as a result of doing this, of doing less, of doing fewer things, she booked her biggest wedding ever. They had about a $35,000 floral spend because she created marketing that made her stand out to them. She created marketing that brought in that client who wanted to spend that much on her florals. That's exactly who she wanted to work with. And I wanted to highlight her story, and there are so many others to show you, that it really is not about being everywhere. It's not about doing all the things. It's about doing more. That's actually a trap that's very easy to fall into. It's more about the kind of approach that award-winning rose growers take. They strategically prune, and they get very intentional about what they're cutting and what they're leaving on that plant. And those are the decisions that either result in an award-winning rose or don't. Those are the same decisions that result in you being able to reach your goals in your business, as well as have time to spend with family, to travel, to do the things you want to do. It's all about strategically pruning and being very, very intentional about what you're cutting and what you're leaving. And again, that is going to be different for everybody. I cannot tell you exactly what that is for you until I know your business and I have an understanding. But we have a process for this in the Wedding Business Collective, where all sorts of wedding professionals, you know, DJs, floral designers, stationers, planners, officiants have gone through it and found out, okay, this is what I need to be focusing on, and this is what I need to cut. And I really think making those cuts are at least as important as the things that you keep doing, if not more important. Because if you are trying to do all the things, if you're trying to be everywhere, you aren't going to do anything particularly well or with any sort of strategy or intention. It's all going to be half-assed. So instead of doing that by getting really specific about what you're cutting, what you're letting go of, what just isn't working for you and what's taking up your time, and what you can spend more time on, or maybe, you know, ramp up slightly to where you're getting better results, but you're actually spending less time. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I see it time and time again, both with members of the Wedding Business Collective that I work with and in my own business. You know, when I cut certain things out that are time consuming in favor of spending that time somewhere else, I am probably going to get a better return on investment for that time. And we can think about it in terms of return on investment. If it's easier for you to think about it in terms of, you know, say money, if you put your money in a savings account versus if you invest your money in an index fund, the returns you're going to get on those are going to be very different. Yes, you're doing two different things, but the return is going to be different. And it's the same thing with the tasks that we put on our plate. Most people are doing too much, and they're doing too much because they believe, understandably so, that if you want more, you have to do more. You know, you have to work harder. But that's really just not how it works. If instead you can focus and get specific on the things that you're actually doing and cutting away everything else that's not working for you, you allow yourself to actually have time to relax, time to take away from the business, time to work on things you've been wanting to be working on, maybe expanding into another service or another product or another region, or hiring someone you just didn't have the time to work on that. This is how you free up that time, is by taking that approach of that award-winning rose grower. And this is a theme that you will hear more about during Wedding Business CEO Summit, which is coming up February 12th through 16th. The entire focus of this event is to help you reclaim your time, stop feeling overwhelmed, stop feeling pulled in a million different directions, and stop feeling like your business is just on fire. Like you're that gif and you're just sitting at the table and saying, yep, everything is fine, even though everything around you is in flames. So this event is not to show you all the things you could be doing. We are very much about this is how to clear things off your plate, how to make things easier, less time consuming. So if that is something you'd like more of in your life, if you would love to be able to reclaim some time back, be sure to get on the wait list for free tickets. We are going to start making those available on, January 22nd. You can do that at weddingbusinessceosummit.com. So if you want to reclaim your time, if you want to stop feeling overwhelmed, if you want to stop saying, I'm too busy for that, and you feel pulled in a million different directions, you do not want to miss this free event, because it is all about that strategic approach of strategically pruning, cutting things, and making sure the things that you're keeping actually make the most sense. They're actually the things that get you the best return on investment. And we have over 25 different experts to help you do that in a variety of different ways. So I hope you will join us. Be sure to get on the waitlist over at weddingbusinessceosummit.com. And remember, more is not necessarily better. More is just more. It doesn't mean you're going to get better results. And if you're anything like the hundreds and hundreds of wedding pros that I've worked with in the Wedding Business Collective, more usually means you get worse results because you're half-assing, because you have to. And doing less means that you get better results because you're doing it strategically. Thanks for taking the time to listen in today, and I will speak to you again very soon.